رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to all the viewers of Madani channel in our silsila knowledge is light. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to start the first semi-final. So Alhamdulillah, two teams are here. Today we are going to watch the competition in between team Shafi'i and team Ajmeri. So be ready for the competition of the day. So keep watching this silsila, keep watching Madani channel, inshallah azawajal. By the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you will have to learn too many things in this silsila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. First of all, niyatul mu'mini khairun min amali. It is very important for us, for all the viewers, for all the participants, whoever is here, who is watching at Madani channel, that we have to make good intention, because the intention is very important. Without good intention, a person cannot get the sawab, the reward of from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So inshallah azawajal, we will try to watch the whole silsila from start till end. Whatever will be taught here, I will write down, I will note down, and after all inshallah azawajal, I will try to act according the teachings of Islam, whatever is taught here. And also inshallah azawajal, I will pray for the all the Islamic brothers whosoever participated in this silsila, because now here in Pakistan, from where we are going to do this silsila, half night is passed and we are in the second half of the night. So Alhamdulillah, Islamic brothers are working hard. They have to up the whole night to participate in this silsila. So pray for our team, pray for our all the participants, inshallah azawajal. It would be more better for all the viewers of Madani channel. So first of all, I would like to share a blessing of the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the summary of Hadith-e-Pak is, who recites Durud in abundance, he will have the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I hope the competition of the day would be very interesting and all the viewers will get too much knowledge from today's silsila as well. So let's invite the both teams. Shafi'i team, please come forward. Ajmeri team, please come forward, have your seats. Welcome to you as well. Marhaba. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Shafi'i team, right hand side, and Ajmeri team on my left hand side. So Alhamdulillah, as you know, the most Islamic brothers of these all competitions belong to Jamiatul Madina, and many of them are the students of English language course. But see, who are the participants of the day? So have a short introduction about the participants of the day. MashaAllah Azawajal, Shafi'i team, what's your sweet name and a little bit introduction about you?
I am Muhammad Usman from Jamiatul Madina. I am learning English
language course. MashaAllah. Usman is the first Islamic brother. Ji, the second one.
My name is Abu Asif Kashiful Attari and I am doing English language course in Alami Madani Markaz, Faizan Madina.
Kashif bhai is also from English language course. Ji, the third one.
This is Israr Nawaz from Gujarat. I am studying in Jamiatul Madina, Arabic language course.
Arabic language course. Look at the beauty. He is learning Arabic but participating in English silsila. MashaAllah. جی اجمیری ٹیم. سو عبد اللطیف بھائی از ورکنگ ان مدنی چینل ان انگلش ڈپارٹمنٹ. لیٹ می ٹیل یو وی ہیو اے کمپلیٹ انگلش سیپریٹ ڈپارٹمنٹ. وٹ ایور یو سی آن دا مدنی چینل, سو آل دا ٹرانسمیشن, آل دا سلسلاز آر ایڈیٹڈ ہیئر ان مدنی چینل. سو وی ہیو اے کمپلیٹ ڈپارٹمنٹ آف پلس مائنس 20 اسلامک بردر. سو آؤٹ آف 20, 4-5 آر مفتشین, دوز آر علما. دے چیک آل دا تھنگز, اینڈ اف دیر از اینی مسٹیک اور اینی رانگ تھنگ, ویک تھنگ, سو دے ہیو دا ٹوٹل اتھارٹی ٹو اسٹاپ دیٹ, ٹو ریکٹیفائی دیٹ, اینڈ آفٹر ریکٹیفائنگ دوز آل تھنگز یو واچ آن مدنی چینل. سو عبد الطیف بھائی بلانگس ٹو دیٹ اسپیشل ڈپارٹمنٹ آف انگلش ٹرانسمیشن ان مدنی چینل. جی دا نیکسٹ ون.
My name is Muhammad Anis Azatari. I am a student of English course.
Student of English course. Ji, the next one.
My name is Muhammad Junaid Ali Attari. I am from Gujarat and I am student of English language course.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, out of 6, 2 and 4. 4 belong to English language course, 1 Arabic language course and 1 Islamic brother belong to the department of Madani channel. So I hope today's silsila will be very interesting. What do you think, Tabrez bhai?
Competition between Jee. Both the teams were on the verge of losing Jee. As they both had a draw, and towards the end we did not know what to say, and my comment for today will also be the same. We do not know what to say, as both the teams are powerful, both the teams yeah. have prepared very hard,
should so be because see. They have beaten many teams.
Yes, yes,
reach
yes,
here.
Yes.
So I hope inshallah Azawajal today the competition would be very interesting, and the basic intention to make this silsila, to do this silsila and to watch this silsila should be I'll try to get knowledge of deen, because knowledge is light. So I'm sitting with you inshallah Azawajal,
yes,
in the silsila
inshallah.
So I would participate with you as well. Let's move forward and start the segments
inshallah. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, as you have just heard, a very good introduction by our Asad bhai regarding both the teams, the Shafi'i team as well as the Ajmeri team. And now we are about to commence with our silsila, Knowledge is Light. So before we continue with this beautiful silsila, let us show the viewers of Madani channel the rundown for today's silsila inshallah. So I would request the director to please display all the silsilas, or I would say all the segments for today, on the screen, so the viewers of Madani channel can have a glimpse of what's going to be happening today inshallah. Please director sahab, can you please show us the segments for today? So the segments are: beware before you say, compete to complete, Madani Guldasta, speak but with gesture, think before you blink. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the segments for today, and we're going to take these segments step by step. So my humble request to you is this, that you should be sitting in front of your screen, noting down the good points with good intentions, that whatever good information you're going to get, you would remember that, learn it and teach it to others inshallah azza wa jal. So may I ask the Shafi'i team and the Ajmeri team, how are you all doing today?
Alhamdulillah.
Not too bad. Praise be Alhamdulillah. We are ready and we can't wait. And please.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah. We are feeling too much better today.
MashaAllah. So basically, you had come to the semi finals yes. after winning so many, segments and winning other teams. And that is how you all have reached here. And I'm hoping the best for both the teams, as tomorrow is another day. And then the final round will be on Sunday. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, as you can see, the level of confidence. But I'm really scared now, because you saying you cannot wait for the silsila to continue. And jab shuru mein ye haal hai, to aage aage dekhte hota hai kya?
MashaAllah.
Ajmeri team, what do you say?
Tabriz bhai, we are also ready for the segment. As okay. you know, we have reached to semi-final. Inshallah, we'll beat and inshallah reach the semi-final. Because my heart is saying again and again, inshallah, you will be winner today, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Your heart is saying that you're going to be the winner today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your supplication, inshallah. Both the teams should be the winner. I want this to be on the good note for both the teams, inshallah. So basically, Ajmeri team, do you think you're going to go to the final round?
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. This is the way you should say Inshallah.
Yeah.
I have the same thought for the Shafi'i team as well. So you're going to go to the finals. Do you think that?
Inshallah, by the blessing of Allah.
Finals too. Because behind our success, there are a lot of prayers of my parents.
Allah. Hakikat hai. This is the truth.
Yes.
And with the du'as and through the blessings of the pious people and through the hard work that you all have did and you all are here today and the viewers of the world are watching you today. So inshallah, give your best performance. Don't feel shy. Keep the level of confidence going on. And together inshallah, we're going to start this segment. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, get ready for the first segment. And the name of this beautiful segment is Beware Before You Say.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.
Masha Allah. So we are back, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And today, I will continue and start the segment with the first question out to the Shafi'i team on my right hand side. Shafi'i team, are you ready?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, we are. Alhamdulillah.
So pay attention to the question and you need to give the answer. Sometimes in the heart of a holy man, something is instilled while asleep or awake. What is that thing called? And your time starts now.
Ilham.
Ilham.
Yes.
And your answer is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The thing is called ilham. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put something into your heart for the betterment. Subhanallah. Let's go to the Ajmeri team. And now the first question for the Ajmeri team is this. What did Hazrat Adam alayhi salam eat first on the land? And your time starts now.
Wheat.
Who said wheat? Narrated by which companion? Do you know anything extra?
Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates.
You said narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the first diet?
Wheat.
And the first diet brought on the earth is wheat.
Yes.
And your answer, Ajmeri team, is also correct.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we had a very good takeoff that the Shafi'i team answered correctly, as well as the Ajmeri team. But we cannot see what's going to happen further on. So now let's go back to the Shafi'i team. Ab batayein, you have to tell me, for how many days will one day of judgment last? And your time starts now.
50,000 years.
Repeat your answer.
50,000 years.
For 50,000.
And your answer for this question, that how long will one day of judgment last?
Yes.
You said 50,000 years.
Yes.
Shafi'i team, your answer is also correct.
Subhanallah.
Yes. One day of judgment, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is going to last for 50,000 years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the torment of the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious people. And now let's go back to the Ajmeri team. And there is your question, Ajmeri team. Which animal will have staff and the ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam in its hand?
Dabatul Ard.
Dabatul Ard. It will have the Asai Mubarak, the staff, and the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam in its hand. And you said the name of this animal is?
Dabatul Ard.
Dabatul Ard. And my respected Ajmeri team, your answer is also correct. Subhanallah. Ab to subhanallah ki sadai laga le.
Subhanallah.
Very, very good start of Ajmeri and Shafi'i team. Let's go back to the Shafi'i team. Who are the people whose body will not be eaten by the soil in the grave? Tell any four. And your time starts now.
Anbiya and holy men and pious people, I can say, I mean, Hafiz Quran, if he act upon the Sunnah and act upon Quran and martyred people.
Martyred.
And your answer, Shafi'i team? I asked you to name four, but you named more than four. Okay. And your answer is also correct! Subhanallah! Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, who are the people whose body will not be eaten by the soil in the grave? And the answer is the Anbiya-i Kiram, Allahu Akbar, holy men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama-i deen, martyred person, and hafiz of the Quran who acted upon the holy Quran. The body which didn't disobey Allah azza wa jal and kept busy sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If one has these qualities, he will be saved from the punishment of the grave. In other words, the soil will not eat his body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst the pious people. The Shafi team, well done, very, very good. Let's go back to the Ajmeri team. Are you ready?
Yes.
So tell me, what excellence does that Muslim get who dies on Thursday night or on Friday or on any day or night in Ramadan al-Mubarak? And your time starts now. Thursday night or Friday or Ramadan al-Mubarak.
He will be safe. Question of Munkar Nakir.
He will be
safe.
Saved. He will be.
Question. Safe. Question of Munkar Nakir, and he will be safe for punishment of grave.
He will be saved and exempted from the questions asked by Munkar and Nakir, and from the punishment of the grave. Ajmeri team, your answer is also correct. Subhanallah. Very, very good. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this segment is going. And now we are almost towards the end of this segment. We have last four questions. Two questions for the Shafi'i team and two questions for the Ajmeri team. Let's go back to the Shafi'i team. Tell the names of Prophets alayhim as-salam who belonged to Arab Sharif. And your time starts now.
Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
You answered Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam, Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, and our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, and Shafi'i team. Your answer is also correct. Subhanallah. Ajmeri team, now it's your turn. Who first had fever in the world and for what reason? Who had fever and for what reason? Your time starts now.
When companion of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam sit in the boat, and he said to the Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, how will we sit with restless? So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said to his companions, so, because shade sit front of us, so Allah azza wa jal made suffer to the lions. So this is lions first in the world who suffered from fever.
And the clock was showing 000 when you stopped your answer, and the answer that you had given, the question was, who first had fever in the world and for what reason? And the Ajmeri team had answered by saying, when the followers of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Prophet of Allah azza wa jal, how will we be able to sit in the boat comfortably in the company of lions? And then Allah azza wa jal made the lions to suffer from this illness, which is fever. And the Ajmeri team, your answer is correct. Subhanallah. Very, very good, Ajmeri team. And now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for this good and informative segment, beware before you say, we have the last two final questions. And from the very beginning, both the teams have been performing very, very good. So now let's ask the last question for this segment to the Shafi'i team. And remember, Shafi'i team, one mistake and they might be a dingle and dagger.
Yes.
Things might go upside down. So nevertheless, there is your question. What will be the highest reward given by Allah Azza wa Jal to the people in paradise? And your time starts now. Allah, Allah.
They will see Allah Azza wa Jal by their eyes. With their eyes.
Is this the highest honor for the people in paradise?
Yeah.
Yes.
You still have 5 seconds. Should I lock it up?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see if your answer is correct. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the question was, what will be the highest reward given by Allah Azza wa Jal to the people in paradise? And the Shafi'i team had answered by saying, the people in paradise will have the honor to see Allah Azza wa Jal, and the answer is correct. Subhanallah. That was the last question to the Shafi team, and they answered correctly. Now let's ask the last question for this segment to the Ajmeri team. And Ajmeri team, now you can see that the Shafi team is out.
MashaAllah.
Your turn.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Let's Alhamdulillah. See whether you can answer this. Are you ready?
Yes.
Subhanallah. Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
Theek hai. What will water of Kawthar be like? And your time starts now. What will the water of Kawthar be like? Can you describe this water? And you have 20 seconds remaining.
The water of Kawthar, white, better than milk, and sweet, better than honey, and very clean and better than musk.
Final. Investigator.
Let's see. The question was, what will water of Kawthar be like? And the Ajmeri team had answered by saying, it will be whiter than milk, sweeter than
honey,
and cleaner than musk. It will be extremely clean, beautiful, and better than musk. And Ajmeri team, your final answer for this question is also correct. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of the Madinah channel, both the teams had a very good competition, and now it's time for us to look at the scoreboard. So let's look at the scoreboard to see how did the competition go between the Shafi team and the Ajmeri team. Director Sahab, zara aap dikha sakte hain, show the viewers of Madinah channel. In fact, we also want to see what the scoreboard looks like. And we can see, beware before you say. Ajmeri team has 10 points and the Shafi'i team also has 10 points. MashaAllah. Very, very good. Congratulations to the Shafi'i team and the Ajmeri team. Very, very good performance by both the teams. And now after this segment, very, very good segment. Are you ready for the next segment?
Yes.
So should I tell the viewers of Madinah channel what is the name of the next segment?
Yeah, this thing shows the strength of the both teams as well.
Yes, Asad bhai. Actually, I have seen for the first time, from the time we are having this Silsila Knowledge is Light, that so quickly we finished the first segment and they were answering so good as well. So I am really pleased and I am feeling really great to ask these questions, as they never make me scared. Normally I make them scared, but today they made me scared because they were answering so good. So Asad bhai, should we go to the next segment?
Of course.
Okay. So dear viewers of Madinah channel, we had just finished the segment Beware Before You Say, and now we go to the next segment, and the name of this segment is Compete to Complete.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Compete to Complete, and now we're gonna ask these couplets to both the teams, Shafi'i team and Ajmeri team. You know the procedure. One line, I will read. One line, you will read. If I will read one line, mujhe koi marks to milne wala nahi hai. But if you read one line, you will definitely get marks for it. Am I right?
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
Of course.
So Ajmeri team, there you are ready. Complete this line of this couplet. Ya ilahi gore tira ki jab aaye sakht raat. And your time starts now. Ya ilahi gore tira ki jab aaye sakht raat.
Unke pyare muh ki subah jaan fiza ka saath ho.
Unke pyare muh ki subah jaan fiza ka saath ho. And Ajmeri team, your answer is correct. Subhanallah. The Ajmeri team had given the correct answer for the first question of the segment Compete to Complete. He completed this couplet, and what a beautiful dua written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. And let's ask the viewers of Madinah channel and the participants of today that this is such a beautiful dua. Let's get together and make this dua. Naat Khan sahab, aap zara isko tarz mein padhein, taki we all can participate in this. Ya ilahi gore tira ki jab aaye.
Ya ilahi gore tira ki jab aaye.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, this dua that you have just read, heard now, and we have read this, it basically means, Ya Ilahi Gore Tira Ki Jab Aayen Sakhtraat, that you know, according to the ahadith, the world's most loneliest home and darkest home is the qabr. It is the grave. And indeed, this dua is made that, oh Allah, when I will be placed into the dark, scary, horrifying grave filled with darkness, may the brightened face of Mustafa Jani Rahmat waken me from the grave, subhanallah. Because our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face is brightened and luminous when he will appear in my qabr. May I wake up looking at the brightened face of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah, that was the first dua that we have started our segment with. And now I would ask the Shafi'i team, as the first question was asked to the Ajmeri team, aap aap tayyar hai ki nahi?
Alhamdulillah.
Ready?
Yeah.
So complete this couplet for me. Jis ki do boond hain, kausar o salsabil. And your time starts now. Very, very good naat.
Jis ki do boond hain, kausar o salsabil hai, wo rahmat ka dariya hamara nabi.
Jis ki do boond hain, kausar o salsabil hai, wo rahmat ka dariya
hamara nabi.
Shafi'i team, your answer is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, the Shafi'i team now had also answered correctly. And this is also written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. And now let's go back to the Ajmeri team. Ab aapki bari hai. And if you complete this couplet, I'll be really happy. Let's see whether you can complete it. Khushi ke badal umad ke aaye, dilo ki taavus rang laaye. And your time starts now. Three minds are working hard together. They are trying to think of the answer. Khushi ke badal umad ke aaye, dilo ke taavus rang laaye. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Can I tell the praise boy?
Allah, Allah, Allah. Normally we don't get this response from the second team, but do you think if you answer it, will you get marks for it?
If you give so, inshallah.
As I wish. Allah, Allah. I can't wish anything at this stage, but let's hear it from your mouth.
The second line is, Wo nagma naat ka sama tha, haram ko khud bajada rahe the.
Wo nagma naat ka sama tha, haram ko khud vajd aa rahe the. And your answer is correct, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel, there's no points for you, Shafi team, but you had given the correct answer. This is that couplet written from the naat of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. It's called Qasida Miraj. And very, very good share. But now it's your turn.
Sir, your compliment is enough for us.
My compliment is enough for you all. I really appreciate what you have just mentioned. Ajmeri, can I now ask the Shafi team?
Yes.
He had given the correct answer. He never gave the correct answer.
I think no.
You think no? He had given the correct answer. But now let's see, when your turn will come, I'm going to ask the Shafi team for their opinion. Before you give the answer, or maybe after you give the answer. Nevertheless, I'm going to ask this question to the Shafi'i team. Please kindly complete this couplet for me. Jab gumbade khadra ko nazar jhoom ke chume. Jab gumbade khadra ko nazar jhoom ke chume. What is the next line? And your time starts now. You just did the
Ayazmet Abba Matalab Garib.
Allah, 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 Allah. And your time is over. You tried very hard. Yes, Asad Bhai. We never heard anything from them at the moment. Shafi team never get one couplet right. Ajmeri team never get one couplet right. Your time is also over. And now, even if it comes to your mind.
Have they decided something when they did answer for the first segment, so they did answer correctly the whole question? Now, if they made the mistake, so the same time they made the mistake. Is there any understanding in this?
No. It is love.
In the first segment, they both performed very good and their marks were the same. And in the second segment, Asad Bhai, as you are saying, that they are making mistakes together. This looks like it's planned very well. Is it true? No, not true.
No.
Okay, then why are you all making mistakes together? When he forgets, then they forget. When they forget, then you forget. Let's see whether this is true in the next question. And if the next question, the Ajberi thing doesn't get right,
it shows the weight is equal in the scale.
Yes, the weight is equal, Asad Bhai, but we cannot say once again. Let's see till the end of the segment, Asad Bhai, as the excitement and the excitement only begins when the last two questions remain. Then let's see what happens. And Shafi'i team, your answer is this. Jab Gumbad-e-Khazra ko nazar jhoom ke chume, a jaye tujhe wajd, tu besakhta jhume. Allah Allah. What a beautiful couplet. Am I right?
Allah Allah.
Achha hai na? So subhanallah ki sadaai laga le.
Subhanallah.
This is the correct answer, dear viewers of Madani channel. Nevertheless, let's go back to the Ajmeri team. Are you ready?
Yes.
If you are ready, then complete the first line of this couplet. I'm going to ask you the second line. Aur itni pyari, so good, so beautiful it is, that you have to give the answer. Usi ke jalwe, usi se milne, usi se uski taraf gaye the. And your time starts now. The time is running. The mashwara has begun. Shafi team, looks like you want to give
the answer. Lakhon mein parde, pardon mein jalwe. Usi se milne, usi ki taraf.
Allah, Allah, Allah. And your time is also over. But what did you say? Should you repeat that again, please?
Usi ke parde, pardon mein jalwe.
Shafi team, I never ask you to read the shir. Do you think he's right or wrong?
Wrong.
He had at the doorstep but could not enter.
Yeah, I think Asad Bhai, he got a hint of what's happening.
Ji.
But hint se hoga kuch nahi. He has to give the correct answer, Asad Bhai. But let's get together and give the correct answer. And the correct answer is this. Should I give the correct answer?
Tabrizi, please in tune. Huh?
Okay.
Very beautiful shirt.
As you wish, Asad Bhai. And the answer is, Wahi hai awal, Wahi hai akhir, Wahi hai batil, Wahi hai zahir, Wahi hai awal, Wahi hai akhir, Wahi hai batil, Wahi hai zahir. Usi ke jalwe, usi se milne, usi se uski taraf gaye the. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
This is the correct answer, Shafi team and the Ajmeri team. But nevertheless, you still have one more chance after this. Let's see, Ajmeri team, when we get back to you, keep your mind steady and ready. Let's get back to the Shafi'i team. Are you ready?
Yes.
Saase lele, abhi lele.
We have taken.
There's still time. Complete the first line of this couplet as I have asked the Ajmeri team. Unki neechi neechi nazro ki haya ka saath ho. And your time starts now.
Ya ilahi rang laaye jab meri bebaakiyan. Unki neechi neechi nazaron ki haya ka saath ho.
Ya ilahi rang laaye jab meri bebaakiyan.
Yes.
This is your answer.
Yeah.
Final. 4 seconds remaining.
Did it has finished? I don't know.
You want to lock it up?
Yes.
And the answer. Ya ilahi rang laaye jab meri bebaakiyan. The answer that you had given, Shafi team, is correct,
Subhanallah.
Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the correct answer. And now we have come to the last two final questions, and thereafter we are going to close the segment Compete to Complete. But we want to close on a note, as one of the teams, or I would say both the teams, get good marks in this segment. So chale, let's ask the Ajmeri team the last question for this segment. Ya Ilahi, jo duayen nek main tujhse karun. What is the next line of this couplet? And your time starts now.
Qudsiyon ke lab se aami Rabbana ka saath ho.
Qudsiyon ke
lab
se aameen
Rabbana
ka saath ho. You still had 6 seconds, but Ajmeri team, your last answer for this segment is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, the Ajmeri team had given the correct answer. And now, I'm not going to make you scared or worried, but now it's time for the Shafi'i team, as you need to complete this couplet in order to pass this test, I would say, segment with good marks, I would say with flying colors. So don't feel shy and complete this couplet for me. Sharaf de haj ka mujhe mere kibriya, ya Rab. Sharaf de haj ka mujhe mere kibriya, ya Rab. What? And your time starts now.
Sharaf de haj ka mujhe mere kibriya, ya Rab. Ravana suwe Madina ho kafila, ya Rab.
Allah, 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 Allah. Ajmeri team. What do you think about the Shafi'i team's answer?
Right.
Correct. Correct. They are taking a side.
Because we are right.
Because you are right.
Yes.
But I never say whether you are right or wrong. So let me close the answer for you.
Yes.
And dear viewers of Madini channel, this question was asked to the Shafi'i team. And this is the last question. Sharaf de haj ka mujhe mere kibriya ya Rab. And they answered, Ravana Sue Madina ho kafila, ya Rab. Shafi team, congratulations. Your answer is correct. Subhanallah. And now both the teams have completed the segment Compete to Complete. They used their minds and they went very, very good on the segment. So now, please, Director Saab, please, as we are impatient, we need to see the scoreboard, as there was some gabrifications in between. So nevertheless, let's see the scoreboard and see what scores do we have out there for this segment, Complete to Complete. Ajmeri team got 4 points and the Shafi'i team got 6 points. In total, Ajmeri has 14 points and Shafi'i team has 16 points. Shafi'i team, at this moment, your car and vehicle has overtook the Ajmeri car. Allah, Allah, Allah. So now, this depends how you're going to continue.
But there is still big margin. We have completed only 2 segments and there are 3 more segments to go. And specialty of this competition is we got a buzzer round.
Yes.
And we saw in many silsilas, yes, even in Zaini Azmai, sometimes this one segment can change the whole result of the silsila. Because there you can have 6 chances to overcome the second team.
Yes, yes.
So that's why it would be open till end, because
Allah,
due
Allah.
To that special segment of the day. So inshallah,
okay.
Our viewers will enjoy that special segments as well.
Okay, mashallah. And Asad bhai, the difference I would say in comparison to the previous teams that we had in our silsila knowledge is light. Today we have something a little different in comparison to the previous teams that were here. Because this segment that we are going to be watching now is only going to be asked, or the questions of this segment is only going to be asked to both the teams after they watch something shown to them on the screen.
Yeah, and it will be the test for their intelligence, IQ level.
Subhanallah,
as well. Because at the same time, they have to watch, they have to listen, and then they have to answer.
Dear viewers of Madinah channel, we are ready. It's time for you to also be ready for this segment, and the speciality of this segment and the differences compared to the previous segments in the previous teams that have come here will be this, that when this segment starts, there will be a Madani Guldasta displayed or played for you on the screen. And when this little video clip will be played for you, this Madani Guldasta. Both the teams, the Shafi'i team as well as the Ajmeri team, will be watching this attentively. And once this is finished, once the segment is finished, meaning the video clip is played, the Madani Guldasta is showed to all the viewers, especially the Shafi'i team and the Ajmeri team, then there will be two questions asked from the Madani Guldasta. Two questions for the Shafi'i team and two questions for the Ajmeri team. Aap tayar hai, are you ready?
Yes.
I don't think you are ready.
Yes, we are ready.
You are ready?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Alhamdulillah.
So can I continue?
Yes, of course.
So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's time for you to test your own mind as well to see how good your memory is. So therefore, we're going to start the third segment. And the third segment name is Madani Guldasta.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.
So please, Director Saab, can you please show us this Madani Guldasta? What Madani pearls are in this Madani Guldasta for us to learn? And the teams are ready on the right and on the left side. So let us have a look at this Madani Guldasta.
It has become a common practice in our masajid to keep the fans turned on, even if there is much time left in azan and even if the masjid is empty. What I suggest is that there should be one fan used by 2 to 4 persons offering prayers. The person who feels heat should come under the fan. Second fan can be turned on if the number of persons increase. Similarly, lights should also be turned on gradually. The caretaker should be assigned with the same instructions and he should be told not to move from his place and to switch the lights and fans on or off gradually as the number of people vary.
Baba, suppose a person is offering prayers while standing under a fan. Another person turns on another fan and starts offering prayers under it. The person who turns on another fan is someone who has missed Salatul Zuhr. Then another person arrives after having performed ablution, goes to another side and turns on another fan for himself. Can these people who turn on fans separately for themselves?
May Allah forgive us. It is so unfortunate.
Not offer prayers under the same fan which the first person was offering prayers, realizing that their act can save the electricity of the masjid. Everyone wants separate electricity, such as a separate fan, a separate light. It seems that we have to install new fans and lights for each and every person. We have to do this separately for everybody. The situation of people and committees in this regard is helpless. Actually, they all are from amongst the public. They should all consider themselves responsible. People do not have a mindset of realizing what's their own responsibility or the committees. It's the public who are usually engaged in jobs and job agreements everywhere. Representatives come from public, whether they take up responsibilities voluntarily or as per the work agreement. The mindset has to be made amongst the public, as they don't have it at all. As said earlier, if the muazzin or the committee tries to act upon such rules, they will have to face problems from these people who want separate fans for them while offering prayers.
If only the mind would be made of those who are in charge and the mind of the public. And those who come forth on the stage should also have such a mindset. Such important teachings should be made clear by these people. But even they don't have the mindset to teach these rulings. Nobody speaks. They hardly speak about this matter. So those who offer prayers should also act upon such teachings by not utilizing bulbs and fans more than the need. Instead, they should turn off lights and fans whenever they get a chance while refraining from any possibility of an argument.
Baba, it's usually seen that occasionally in Ramadan Mubarak, the labor class attends Salatul Zuhr with congregation. And then having missed the congregation, they offer Salatul Zuhr separately. They are used to turning on separate fans for themselves and lying underneath these fans.
Apparently, they do not have the right to turn on fans only for their comfort. Even if they attend the prayers with congregation, yet the fans of the masjid are not for sleeping. Masjid is not a place to sleep either. Such a person should go to either his house or sleep on the footpath or look for another place. But masajid are not for sleeping. They are for the purpose of worship. A person gets permission if he is mortakif. But masajid are used in such a way nowadays that people do not leave enough room for worshippers to offer prayers. They are found sleeping everywhere. Where will the worshippers offer prayer in this case? They cause many problems. People who fast don't do anyone a favor by fasting. As we know that masajid are not for the purpose of sleeping. See, I'm not calling it illegal to sleep inside a masjid, but nobody would allow it if you occupy the place of worshippers by sleeping. A masjid is built for worshippers, not for the purpose of sleeping. If you have fasted, it does not mean that you can occupy the house of Allah. Such people should go home to sleep. It is uncivilized. Then in case of fans, without hesitation, someone turns on a fan here and another one turns it on there.
Papa, let me explain it to you that the administrative committee of a masjid doesn't pay attention to this issue, even if the expenses of a masjid increases. The committee just announces to the people during the Friday congregation to increase the donation by showing them bills with increased expenses. But nobody tries to find out that which expenses have increased due to necessity and which are unnecessary. Nobody pays attention to this. They are just concerned about increasing the donation for the masjid.
The committee of the masjid does not make a mindset of saving. You will be held responsible if the electricity is used deliberately in excess, as the bill of electricity is paid with the amount of donations which is given by the people. So please have mercy upon yourselves and your afterlife.
Papa, it's also seen that sometimes two or three tube lights and a bulb are connected with one switch. Why? Just to save the cost of a switch. According to my weak understanding, if we check economically and sum up the extra bills of the whole year, which are due to whatever number of bulbs that are lightened through one switch, we will see that it will be equal to the cost of many more such switches. So by saving the cost of one switch, they actually haven't saved money. I don't know who has whispered this into their ears. They have saved the cost of new switches, but they should be saving electricity instead.
People know that it is a donation from the public, while these many bulbs are not turned on at home. As you said, that people have meetings amongst their families complaining about expensive bills, and they think about what they should do now. But I haven't heard about any meeting ever held for the sake of masjid to find out ways of cutting down electric expenses in the future.
Papa, did you have this sort of experience when you spent time being the imam of a masjid?
For example, in Ramadan Mubarak, we used to go out to collect donations. It used to be very hot. Despite the existence of flies, I did not used to keep a fan on. I used to rest without turning on the fan of the masjid. It sometimes used to happen that the custodian would himself turn on the fan for me. He was elderly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. He has passed away. I stay frightened.
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And we heard such an informative Madani Guldasta with so many Madani pearls out there for us to learn and practice upon. So Shafi'i team and Ajmeri team, were you lost in the Madani Guldasta or are you still back? Have you returned back?
Yeah. We have.
Okay, so you have listened attentively.
Yeah, come again.
Have you heard all the Madani pearls given by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now there will be four questions asked from the Madani Guldasta which have been showed. Two questions for the Shafi'i team and two questions for the Ajmeri team. If you had given the correct answer, you will get 2 points.
Okay.
For each question. And if you get the incorrect answer, as you know the rule.
Yes.
There will be no point. So, I'm hoping that you give all the points and give all the answers correctly. If you have heard the Madani Guldasta attentively and dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's see, or you can test yourself by listening to the question and answering it in your mind. If you have heard the Madani Guldasta attentively. So, therefore, inshallah, let me ask the... Which one first?
Shafi.
Right. Shafi team. Okay, so you want to have a practice to see how the first question is. Don't feel shy. Your turn is coming soon. So Shafi team, I'm asking you now. According to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, one fan should be used by how many people in the masjid? According to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, one fan, one pankha should be used for how many people? And your time starts now. Let's see how they have heard.
For 12 people.
How many?
12. Yeah.
And we don't have 12 seconds for you on the screen. Your time is finished.
But I have.
But you have said 12.
Yeah.
Very good. You have said 12. You tried very hard. Ajmeri team, what do you think about this?
I think wrong.
You think no? Let's see the views of Madani channel. Both the teams have watched this Madani Guldasta. And now the first question after watching this Madani Guldasta was, according to Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, one fan should be used for how many people? And the Shafi'i team said 12. And your answer is incorrect. The first question you have got is wrong. Wrong answer you had given. Nevertheless, for those who have listened attentively, the answer is, for when you are in the masjid, how many or one fan can be used for how many people? And the answer, according to the Madani Guldasta, is it should be used for two or four people. Subhanallah. Two to four people. Kya hua? How did you hear 12? 2 plus 4 is how much? 5? 6? You could have said 6. Achai, did you know the answer, by the way?
Yeah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Okay, leave this question. Your turn is coming now. After I finish with the Shafi team. And now the correct answer, according to the Madani Guldasta, which we all have heard.
Yes.
Bappa Jan, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has taught us that one fan can be used for two or four people. Nevertheless, this was the first question. And one more question is remaining for you. But before I come back to you, let's ask the Ajmeri team. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to answer this correctly. What is the purpose of building masjid? What is the reason, maqsad, the purpose of building masjid? And your time starts now.
The purpose of masjid is only worship, not for asleep to the people.
Plus, nothing before, nothing after.
According to your question, this is the only answer.
According to my question, you have answered they are built for worshipping. So for reading namaz, for making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for no other purpose?
Not for asleep.
Okay. According to the Madani Guldasta.
Yeah.
Ajmeri team, your answer is correct! Subhanallah! Ajmeri team got the right answer. And now it's time to go back to the Shafi'i team, and this will be your last question. Shafi'i team, who will be held responsible if electricity is used excessively in the masjid? And your time, did you understand?
Yes.
Who will be held responsible if the electricity is used excessively in the masjid? Your time starts now.
First of all, the management. And the second one, everyone should be responsible. And if he takes responsibility, that I will turn on the fan according to need. So by the way of, he can save the electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
But one group, who's in charge?
First of all, committee.
Management. Committee. No. On the committee.
Everyone.
You said first of all me, then he said management, then he said committee. So you saying jisne on kiya, the person who on the fan, he's responsible. Then you said the committee is responsible. Then you said something else. So I have three opinions and I need to choose from the three answers which one is correct according to the Madani Guldasta by Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. What should I do?
Repeat the question, please.
And your time is finished.
Please.
I would not repeat the question. But for the benefit of the viewers of Madani channel, as we have listened and watched this Madani Guldasta, a question was asked to the Shafi team, who will be held responsible if the electricity is used excessively in the masjid? And you mentioned the committee.
Committee.
Yeah. And your answer for mentioning the administrative committee, who's in charge of the masjid, they will be held responsible if the electricity is used excessively in the masjid. Your answer that you have given Shafi'i team is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, you had given the correct answer. I can see that the Shafi'i team is making birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. This was not your last question, brother. I'm going to come back to you. Nevertheless, Ajmeri team, you can start thinking of this. And this is the last question. Who would turn on the fan for Pyare Bapajan when he was imam in a masjid? Who would turn on the fan for him? And your time starts now.
I'm a sat in this Madani Guldasta. Whenever I was in imam, so I never turned on the fan. So any person turned on the fan. So I never turned on the fan in masjid. I used to pray.
So who used to on the fan for him?
Another person.
Another person, musalli or who?
Any person.
Another person can be a jinn in the masjid. It could be a human being in the masjid. It could be a musafir. It could be a namazi. It could be the committee member. So who would on the fan? Who would turn on the fan for Amir al-Sunnah? This was the question. But you just said a person. But my question is, because the time is finished, I'm still asking you that what did you try to say by a person? Who is in charge of the masjid? Or you're trying to say a musafir that came, a namazi that came to perform namaz and he saw that the fan is off and Amir al-Sunnah is busy in making ibadat and tilawat, etc. Then would he turn on the fan or who would turn on the fan? I think it's time for your mashwara to be over as the time is also over.
Yes.
And you are saying yes because you don't want me to, or you don't want the right answer to be given to them. But nevertheless, what do you have to say about this? It's the last question for the segment.
What would you like to say?
I think it was...
It was a person.
It was administrator of management.
One specific Muslim.
Please, Majlis, can you decide what should I do now as we have got two views, but nevertheless, the Ajmeri team have only said a person would on the fan. A person would turn on the fan for Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah according to what he heard in the Madinah Guldasta, and I have already got an answer from the committee, and they have mentioned to me that Ajmeri team had not given the correct answer. Allah, Allah, Allah. It was the last question, and you never get this right. So, no marks for you. But do you now want to hear what Amir al-Sunnah basically said? What did he say? Do you want to hear me saying it? And the answer is that it was the custodian of the masjid. Who would turn on the fan for Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah whenever he would see that it's extremely hot. It's so hot. But Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah had not turned the fan on. So he would come and turn the fan on for Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. According to the Madani Guldasta, this was the correct answer for you to give. But nevertheless, there is no marks for you in this question. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to the end of this segment, and the name of this segment is Madani Guldasta. So, please, Director Saab, I cannot wait any further. I want to see, basically, how does the scores look like for this segment? Shafi team and Ajmeri team had given very good performance. Madani Guldasta and the Ajmeri team got 2 points, and the Shafi team also got 2 points. Allahu Akbar. In total, Shafi team has 18 points and Ajmeri team has 16 points. Ajmeri team, 2 points behind. You should have got something right in order to overtake the Shafi team.
Inshallah, next round.
Okay, next round. Let's see what happens in the next round. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, now we are going to go to the next round. But before we go to the next round, Asad Bhai, something we have very attractive on the table. I want to ask you, what's all these beautiful things which is decorated on the table? I can see some water, some kind of
Mashallah, liquid. These are very attractive and very beautiful things, but I think nobody wants to take tonight these.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Because these are the gifts, but these are the gifts for the one who is going to lose the competition, because they will not move forward. So that's why it's our rule that whosoever leaves us, so we see off him with the gifts. So these are the gifts, some books, some itriyat, itre Medina, and some part of the Ghilaf-e-Kaaba.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Ghilaf-e-Kaaba.
MashaAllah. And also a very blessed water. Zamzam Sharif is there. Bire Ruha water is there.
And is this the same water, Asad Bhai, that is contaminated with five waters,
five different blessed waters are mixed here. So these all gifts are for the Islamic brothers. They will not move forward.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Let's see what's going to happen towards the end. Who will get this tabarrukat and gifts in this silsila? Knowledge is light, subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madina channel, now we go on to the fourth segment, and the name of this interesting segment is Speak But With Gesture.
Knowledge is light, knowledge is light.
Dear viewers of Madina channel, welcome back. And now, as you know from the last few segments we have been having, or the team that have been coming forward, the style and the way of this segment is this, that one of the Shafi'i team will come forward and he will see what's written on the piece of paper, but not with his lips, rather with his indication, by shaking his hands and indicating, he has to say what's written in the piece of paper. So Shafi'i and Ajmeri, are you ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Tayar hain?
We are ready.
So subhanallah ki sadai laga le.
Subhanallah.
Three Shafi team, one of you brothers come forward and I'm going to show you what's written here in this piece of paper. On my left hand side, stand here. Are you ready?
Yes.
You have 30 seconds to answer, and within 30 seconds you have to give the proper indication in order for them to mention what you are showing them. So here you go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Don't move from where you are, inshallah. I'm going to be next to you. And your time starts now. Allah, 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 Allah.
Hajj. Safar-e Madina.
Safar-e Madina.
Main Madina jana chahta hoon. Mera Safar-e Madina.
Time is
Safar-e Madina. Ya Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Madina.
And your time is over, Shafi team. You start off with an excellent move by using your shawl and chadar as a ihram, and you have already given the idea. See, this chadar had to do something to do with what? According to what the Shafi team had given, I will go for Hajj. Yahi bataya na apne. This is what you said. And your answer is correct, subhanallah. The first indication and speak with gesture was given correct by the Shafi'i team. Now it's time to see the Ajmeri team. Please come forward and stand on my right hand side. Very important moments when the time is clicking and running down. You need to do some fast movement in order to show what's written here. Are you ready? Okay. Sure. Done. And your time starts now.
Pyar. Pyar. Main. Main pyar karta hoon. Main tumse. Main.
What he's trying to say, Allah, Allah, Allah. 5, 4, and your time is over. Please have a seat, be relaxed. And the brother that came forward tried very hard to give an indication which the Ajmeri team was not catching. Inhone aise kiya, phir aise kiya, phir Mohabbat wala, you've given all the indications, but the Ajmeri team did not give the answer and the time was also over. And the answer is, what he was basically trying to say is, I love scholar, I love alim. I love a alim, I love a scholar. And this is what he was trying to say. Please come forward, one of you. Now it's your turn. Are you ready? Okay. And your time starts now.
I love to travel in Madani Kafla. Madani Kafla. Madine. Main Madine safar.
Not to the lips.
Madani Kafla. Madani Kafla. Bye.
La la la. And your time Madani is over.
Madani Kafla by
the Shafi, please have your seat. The first time the Shafi team gave an indication, you said, what was your first statement that you mentioned? I
love to travel in Madani Kafila.
I love to travel in Madani Kafila. And the answer given by the Shafi team is, unfortunately, incorrect. It's supposed to be a statement. That is why he said no.
Okay.
I will travel in Madani Kafila. You mentioned he gave that indication. But nevertheless, let me ask the Majlis, what do you decide as the real answer is, I will travel in Madani Kafila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But the brother said, I love to travel in Madani Kafila. This is what you said. So Majlis, what do you decide? Should we give the Shafi team any scores or not? And the answer had come to me by saying that we should give the Shafi team 1 mark. One mark se khush nahi
hai.
Kehde subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Yes, dear viewers of the Madinah channel, you are enjoying and watching this segment, speak but with gesture. You don't need to go away anyway, as we still have questions for both the teams. So Ajmeri team, please come forward. And now it's your turn to show your partner and your team what's written in this paper. Please stand on my right. Understand? And your time starts now.
Filane sunnat. Filane sunnat.
Qadar.
Qadar.
Darse fezane sunnat. And the Ajmeri team had given the correct answer. Subhanallah. Very, very good Ajmeri team. Very, very powerful indications you had given. And I wish I was there to answer on your behalf, as I like the way he had given those indications. Nevertheless, Shafi team, it's your turn now. And remember, this is the last question for you. And then we have the last final question for the Ajmeri team. So you need to be very intelligent with this one, inshallah. And are you ready?
Yes.
Don't go there, please. Stand here. And your time starts now.
Shehzada Yattar.
Time is running. Please go and have a seat. You said Shehzada Attar so many times, but he gave you ishara of our Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. He was trying to tell you something about Amir Ahl Sunnat as well. and you had not given the correct answer as it is written in this piece of paper, unfortunately. Nevertheless, because it's to do with the son of Amir al-Sunnah, the question and the answer is this. The answer is this. The beloved son of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. You were supposed to say the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. Nevertheless, Majlis, what do you decide? What should we do with the Shafi'i team? Should we give them any marks for this? Or should we not give them any marks for this? And the answer that the Shafi'i team had given was also in Urdu. Shehzadai Attar. And the translation of Shehzadai Attar will be the beloved son of Amir al-Sunnat.
Yes.
So Shafi'i team, you will get the full marks.
Subhanallah.
Very, very good. And now it's the time for the Ajmeri team to please come forward. And watch this gesture. Yes, you can stand here. Soch lo. This is going to be a tough one maybe for you. Maybe it could be easy. What's written here? And did you get it? Are you ready? And your time starts now.
Madina. Madani.
Allah Allah.
Halal kamane ka tareeka.
Allah Allah Allah.
You still got. And yep. Your time is over. Please have a seat. Ajmeri team tried very hard. And he gave the indication of this and this, and he added 2 to it, which makes 12. And the answer is 12 Madani activities, which is given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah. And we are supposed to be practicing these 12 Madani activities. You had not given the correct answer, Ajmeri team. I am really feeling sad at this point. Shafi team tried, you also got many wrong. Ajmeri team, you also tried and you got some wrong. So therefore, let's have a look at the scoreboard so that we can see how was the performance of both the teams in the segment.
Yeah, I think that maybe there is not a big difference in the marks, but the last segment is very important, and for the both teams, let me tell, in this segment they can overcome in a very good way, but sometimes this segment can change the all results as well, because if someone will press the buzzer but he could not answer correctly, so he will not stay on the previous situation. He will have to lose the 2 marks as well.
Okay.
So as usual, we saw sometimes this last segment can change the whole situation of the whole Madani Muqabla. So they have to be patient, and also they must control the nerves, because this is very important, whether we are going to answer the question or not. And sometimes a team which is winning already, so they stay in the same situation and they don't try to answer the question. But at the same time, the second team has the chance to answer the question. So I think that this segment is the most interesting segment of the whole competition. So let's have a look on the scoreboard and watch the actual position of the team. So then there would be the last segment, and that would be the main difference in the competition.
Inshallah. And now we are looking at the scoreboard, and we can see that the Ajmeri team got 3 points for this segment, and the Shafi'i team got 7 points for this segment. At the moment, the Shafi'i team has 25 points, and the Ajmeri team got 19 points. Still is going on very well, and the Ajmeri team is not so behind or backwards in this silsila. Knowledge is light. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and the name of this segment is Think Before You Blink.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Shafi team and the Ajmeri team, you will notice something a little different as you have just heard the introduction by Asad Bhai for this segment, and you can see something shining on your desk with a green button on the top.
Yes.
This is the buzz which has been fitted for you. Okay. And the theme and idea of this segment is this. I'm not going to ask the Shafi team a question, nor would I ask the Ajmeri team a question. I'm going to ask a general question.
Okay.
To both at the same time, whoever rings the buzzer first, the question will be asked to that person. Okay? And remember, you can only press the buzzer if you know the answer. Because it is a danger zone for you to press the buzz if you don't know the answer. As if you press the buzzer, and you was asked a question and you did not give the correct answer, then your marks will be cut by two. Your existing marks will be minus and deducted by two numbers. So therefore, you should only press the buzzer if you know the answer. And if you don't know the answer, you shouldn't press the buzz. So therefore, the next question will be asked. All right?
Okay, yes.
So can you please test the buzz? A little more long so I can... All right. Your side. Okay. So both the teams are ready.
Is lonely.
I can see the Shafi team buzz is a bit more stronger than the Ajmeri team. So let's see who presses it first to give the correct answer for the question. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, this is the final segment. Shafi and Ajmeri, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure to see whether they are ready.
Yes.
Because your hands are on the buzz.
Yes.
But remember, you need to know when to press it, because if you press it and you don't know the answer, jo hai wo bhi khatam ho jayega. La la la. You don't want to lose something that you have. Nevertheless, there is the first question. Do you have the Madinah Channel? The question is, how many rivers are there in paradise and what are they? Allah Allah Allah. Sawal khatam bhi nahi hua. And they have buzzed.
Okay.
Nevertheless, tell me.
In the paradise, there are four rivers. First of milk, and the second one is honey, and the third one is water, and the fourth one is... milk, water, honey, and the fourth one is... by
Allah, Allah.
Musk, and one more thing is...
One more thing. And your time is clicking. Oof. Time is over.
The fourth one is musk.
I told you the rule before it started.
Yes.
That if you know the question, if you know the answer for the question, then only you should press the button. But you have buzzed it and you had given the answer in a very different sequence.
Sharabe Tahur.
Yes. You are right, Shafi team. And now what should we do, Majlis? What do you decide before I give my... because you need to give the final authority. Oh, 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
Allahu Akbar Kabira.
Do you remember how many points did you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many?
Four.
Yeah. Now do you know how many you're going to have?
Point.
We have to do,
you know how many
points
you're going to have now after I tell you what's going to happen here?
Okay. But we
the answer that you had given, that paradise has how many rivers?
Four.
Four.
Yes.
The first one you said is?
Water.
Milk.
Honey.
For
honey.
Water. For honey.
Hmm?
For milk, for water, of milk, of water, of honey, and of sharab-e-tahur.
Sharab-e-tahur, you are saying now, brother. Shafi'i team.
But we deserve one.
Ajmeri team, what do you think about them? You don't need to give the answer. Just
but
tell me.
One is
Nevertheless, do you view the Madinah Channel? The Shafi'i team had tried very hard, but unfortunately, they could not get the last one correct. Therefore, the Majlis have decided, since the Shafi'i team had tried very hard to give the answer and they rang the buzz first, you will get only one mark.
I was considering that we deserve one.
He was considering that you should deserve one mark for giving three quarters of the answer correct. And so we would give you that as you were considering
Thank you so much.
That. And you had Husnizan. So We appreciate that. Nevertheless, now let's ask the second question, and Ajmeri and Shafi'i team, be ready for this one.
Yes.
What are the walls of paradise made of? And the Ajmeri team had pressed it before you, so let's ask the Ajmeri team. Yes, Ajmeri team, you had pressed the button. Let's see if you know the answer. And your time starts now.
The paradise is made of silver and gold bricks.
Tell again. What the walls are made of? Let me ask you this way. What the walls are made out of?
Gold and silver bricks and a holy musk.
Holy musk.
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 Acha, what is that?
Gara, gare ko
kehte hain. Khushbudar.
Gara, gare.
Acha, Urdu mein bata de.
Gara. Gara made by musk amber.
Speak loudly in the mic, please, brother.
सोने और चांदी की ईंटों के साथ दीवारें बनी हुई हैं जो उस पर गारा इस्तेमाल हुआ है वो खुशबूदार है मुश्को अंबर का बना हुआ
एंड यू मेंशन दैट द वॉल्स ऑफ जन्नत द ब्रिक्स आर मेड आउट ऑफ गोल्ड एंड सिल्वर यू आर ट्राइंग वेरी हार्ड अजमेरी टीम शाफी टीम यू आर ऑल्सो ट्राइंग वेरी हार्ड बट रिमेंबर यू बीइंग सो कॉन्फिडेंट इफ यू गिव द रॉन्ग आंसर आई हैव टू कट योर मार्क्स Are you ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Badega to subhanallah, ghatega bhi to subhanallah.
Mashallah.
Laga le subhanallah ki sadaen.
Subhanallah.
Mashallah. Very, very good. Ajmeri and Shafi team, both the teams are performing very easily and with confidence. Let's see what answer that the Ajmeri team had given is correct or incorrect. The walls of paradise are made out of gold and silver bricks and the mortar. Meaning something in the form of a cement that's used to place on the bricks, khushbudar, as you mentioned, is made with musk. These four combinations is included in Jannat, the walls made with gold and the bricks made with silver and the mortar which is made with musk. This is what you tried to say.
Yes.
Ajmeri team, you tried very hard and the majlis have decided that You will get full marks. The answer is correct. Subhanallah.
Allah.
Yes, it's very cheap. Ab to muskurado. Allah, Allah, Allah. To smile is sadaqah. And it is a good sign of a Muslim. Tayar ho. Both the teams
yes,
are ready.
You are ready. Yeah.
Tell the name of those angels who came to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as guests. Allah, Allah, Allah. Asad bhai, they never heard the second part of the question and they pressed the buzzer.
This is the beauty of this segment.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But I think I'm going to add this in the coming segments that whoever presses the buzz before the question is completed, uske do marks to katne katne. Allah Allah.
No, it is allowed.
It's allowed.
Legal. Yeah,
okay. This is legal. Asad Bhai said it's legal. And it is legal because it shows you know the answer before you heard the question completely. Nevertheless, who pressed the buzz first, Asad Bhai? I think it's the Ajmeri brothers.
Yeah.
Okay,
I also
so Shafi, so. I'm sorry, let's ask the Ajmeri team.
Hazrat Israfil.
Can I repeat the question for the viewers of Madani channel? The question was asked, tell the names of those angels who came to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam as guests, as mehman, as
Hazrat Israfil.
So you said Hazrat Israfil.
Hazrat Israfil, Hazrat Mikail, Hazrat Jibrail.
And your time is also over, brother. I think you missed out somebody. You missed out one angel. Am I right?
Three.
You said Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, and Hazrat
Israfil
alayhi salam. These three angels came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam as guests.
Yes.
Ajmeri team, you tried very hard and you pressed the button before time, but you know at this juncture you are a few points behind.
No,
the Shafi'i team, and you still pressed the buzz before the answer was or the question was asked, and you have basically given an answer which is
correct.
He's saying correct.
Husnezan.
No, Husnezan is. We are sure.
You are sure?
Yes.
Or agar marks cut gaye then?
No problem.
So you want to hear the answer? You want to hear the answer?
Real answer, that one we also gave.
And the answer given by the Ajmeri team is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, Ajmeri team, congratulations to you. Mubarak to both the teams. This answer was given correctly. That four angels, these three angels were as guests. They came as guests to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, and Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam.
Now we should look at the difference, the numbers, because
I think
there is a bit twist in the competition.
Okay.
So maybe you have asked three questions, and how many questions are remaining?
We have
three questions more.
Three questions.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is the difference in between scoreboards? So have a look at that scoreboard, viewers of Madani channel, and look how Ajmeri team is moving slowly forward.
Got 26
so,
points.
Ji, please, Tabriz bhai.
So, Asad bhai, you can see the Shafi team got 26 points and the Ajmeri team got 23 points. Just 3 points behind they are.
Yeah.
And this all depends on how they answer or jo hai, what they have. They can also lose. Kuch bhi ho sakta. Anything can happen at this moment, Asad bhai. So I don't know what to say.
So if
all Ajmeri
team answers only one question, so then the score will be equal.
Okay.
And then the competition will be equivalent. So let's see and move forward. What are they?
Okay. So I'm going to ask this question, and let's see who rings the buzz first. Are you ready, Ajmeri?
Yes.
Are you ready, Shafi?
Yeah.
Tell the names of those Rashidun Khalifs who... Asad bhai. The viewers should at least hear the question, as at least the participants know the answer. But nevertheless, can I complete the question if you all don't mind?
Yeah, and maybe I think that I cannot understand who pressed first, but have a replay there. Let's see. Majlis will decide who did press first.
If I'm not mistaken, I had heard the Shafi team ring the buzz first before the Ajmeri team.
Let's see.
Let's see whether the Majlis can decide.
Ji, look at the reply. Yeah, see,
we can see
a
the
very, very short difference, maybe
split second.
Yeah, split second. Yeah,
split
but
second.
I think
so
that is Shafi
second.
Team did press first. Yeah, Shafi.
Shafi team had pressed the buzz first, and now the question will be asked once again for the benefit of the viewers of Badini channel. Tell the names of those Rashidun Khalifs. You heard this much.
Yes.
Yeah, now they have to answer.
Now you have to answer.
Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu,
Allah Allah,
Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Therefore,
what
about
have
the time?
2 seconds. Asad bhai, time is also finished.
Time is over. They answered that four Khalifa Rashid
and now
are there.
Can I let
should they be happy or not?
Do you are you satisfied with the answer you had given?
Yes.
Ajmeri team, what is their mistake that they have made?
I don't know.
You all don't know. But you'll also press the buzz.
They are thinking that we could not press first.
Yes. Lucky you did not press first, because you need to earn some points. You also need to earn some points to go to the end of the segment. But you made a very big mistake, Shafi team. You pressed the buzz. And you have not heard the entire question. And this is the reason why I said hear the question first and then be the first to press the button. Unfortunately, you had answered the question according to what you heard, but you never hear what I had to say. And my question was,
Tell the names of those Rashidun Khalifs who had the same age as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, 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 Allah. Did you see the difference what happened? I asked this question, that tell the names of those Khulafa-i-Rashideen who had the same age as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Can I tell the president?
And Asad bhai,
can also tell.
They had given the names, but this happened because they never heard the entire question.
Yeah, this is the beauty of this segment.
So I think I was right, because I did tell you, Asad bhai, that we should keep a rule that if somebody presses the button halfway and he never heard the entire question, we should deduct his marks up. See, automatically this is going to be happening. Allah, Allah, Allah. So what do you say, Asad bhai? What's going to happen now? What's going to...
I think if the answer is not right, so maybe they'll deduct 2 marks. And what I think that now there is a difference of only 1 mark.
Difference of 1 mark.
Yeah. And 2 questions are remaining.
They have not given the answer according to the question asked to them. And the question was, tell the names of those Khulafa-i Rashideen who had the same age as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Ajmeri team, would you give the answer?
Yes.
Instead of me, but there's no marks for this, however.
Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq.
These three,
yes.
Khulafa.
Yes.
And the answer given by the Ajmeri team, without any marks given for them, is correct! Subhanallah! Yes, give you the Madani channel. Do you know this is knowledge? Is light. And we are giving you this pearls and information that you may derive them. The answer given was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. These three khulafa lived the same age as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And look what a big mistake you had made here. I am feeling so sorry for you, Shafi'i team.
We knew this nonsense.
You tried so hard and you came so far, but now you have to drop from the top to the bottom. Now can we please look at the scoreboard?
Still the competition is open. 2 questions are remaining.
2 questions, and one for the Shafi'i team and one for the Ajmeri team. Magar, we need to see how much of marks between them. And as we can see at the bottom of the screen, the Ajmeri team got 23 points and the Shafi'i team got 24 points. I said, bhai, this is a difference of only 1 mark.
Yeah. It can be increased and it can be declined as well.
So the winner will move on, and the loser, meaning the one who does not win this segment and this silsila, basically he will take tabarrukat, mashallah. This special gift out there for him as well. There's no need to feel bad. Now we have come back to the segment. Please, can I have your attention, Shafi and Ajmeri team? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ab agar galat hua. Before you can give the answer, you can lose your mark. And if you give the correct answer, you can get more marks. It depends on you.
Yes.
So, the question, the last 2 questions is, when was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam given? Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. What should I do, Ajmeri team? Okay, let's see whether you can answer what I have said. My question was, I have given you half the question, and now you complete the question for me, what I was going to say. I said, when was Sayyidina Ibrahim, and then you press the buzz.
Was given.
Was given. When was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam given?
Oh,
if you don't give the correct answer at this moment, you are going to basically lose what you even have. You have at the moment 23 points. If you don't give the correct answer, you are going to lose 2 marks from there. So I'm going to start the timer, and you need to give the correct answer for this question asked to you. When was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam given? Given what? You need to think for yourself and you need to give the answer. And you're going to have... how many seconds for this? I said by 30 seconds.
This is the only question given.
That much hint I'll give you. He was the only person given this something. What?
when Hazrat angels sent to the Hazrat Ulay Salam, so the reform of humans, so that time angels,
what you said?
When angels by Allah sent to the Hazrat Lut alayhi salam by the reformer of humans, so that time angels surprised to the Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Allah. Ajmeri team, I told you in the very beginning that if you give the wrong answer or you give it in a way where you never heard the entire question, you are going to lose marks, and this is exactly where you are heading towards, maybe or maybe not. But this is really amazing that how do you guys really do that, by pressing the button, not hearing the question completely, and then you even giving the answer for something that you don't even know what I was going to even ask. So but I want to help you, and I'm asking you again, please repeat your answer. Let's see what I can help you with. I want to give you some hint. So let's repeat your answer. You don't know what's going to happen. So can you please repeat your answer that you have given?
First, repeat your question, please.
My question was only halfway, and I will repeat. I will repeat my question as I repeated previously as well. When was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam given? That's all. Now it's up to you how you're going to answer, because... But I want to hear the answer that you have just given now. Repeat that answer that you have given. Allah, Allah.
When Allah Azza wa Jal sent the angels to the nation of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam for the reform of humans, so that time angels surprised to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam.
You know, these are the sad moments when you want to see someone winning and continuing with the team going forward, but unfortunately things are done in order for not getting good points. Am I talking the truth? Do you think I'm talking something that does not make sense to you? Shafi
yeah,
team,
you
can
right.
give your comments. I'm right.
You are right, yeah.
Ajmeri team, am I right or wrong? So now should I do what I feel is right for you? Should I do what's right or wrong? Tell me straight, then I can continue as there is
as
another
you
question.
Wish. Whatever you want.
Whatever I want. Yes, I say, but the time is going and we need to continue and terminate this segment, and we need to basically see who's the winner and who's the loser. We need to give so much
is the answer. This is the only answer. When Allah sent angels to the nation of Luther Islam by the reform of the humans, so that time it happened.
What happened? Send the angels to Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam to go by Hazrat Ibrahim, you said. Ibrahim alayhi salam, for what? To give him what?
Khushkhabri.
Asad bhai, this is the final moments and I need to conclude this. And the Ajmeri team
now
had given...
Have to, yeah, you have to clarify, otherwise maybe they will fall down.
The answer... But Majlis, what do I do at this moment? Can you please tell me? Yes? So now they have 23 marks. So what they're going to be left with? A Shafi team is already... Okay, so I have already got the answer. And I need to tell this to the viewers as well as for your information, that the answer that you have given is half correct.
Subhanallah.
And the final decision of the Majlis Asad Bhai is this, that since they have not even heard the answer... And given half the answer, not heard the question and given half the answer correct, Majlis will give them 1 mark, so they're going to have in total 24 marks. And now it's going to be a draw between them. Allahu Akbar. 24 marks for the Shafi team and 24 points for the Ajmeri team. And now they both are equal. And this depends if the Shafi'i team can answer this question correctly. And if they answer this question correctly, in other words, you are going to overtake the Ajmeri team. And then you will be the winner. And they will take the tabarrukat and continue moving. And if you give the wrong answer after pressing the buzz, anything can happen. So, Ajmeri team, are you ready?
Yes.
This last question will be the decider.
Yes, and they both have the opportunity to answer the question as they wish. But you press the buzz when you know the answer for the question. So, I'm hoping that you do give the right answers, brothers. I'm hoping for both the teams. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Final?
Yes.
Should I continue?
Yes.
Tell us the names of the wives. Allah, Allah, Allah. Whose wife?
Hazrat Ibrahim's.
Please complete your wife.
Allah. You got 24. Shafi team also got 24. You also pressed the buzz. You also pressed the buzz, but you pressed the buzz. The buzzer first. So can you complete my question and give the answer for my question as well? I said, tell us the names of the wives of... I stopped there.
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam.
The timer is going quickly.
Tell us the name of wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. First Hazrat Hajra, second Hazrat Sara, and third Hazrat Kantura, and four...
Ibn Amin. Binti Amin.
Hanjoon Binti Amin. Hajoon Binti Amin.
Allah. If the question is not what I wanted to ask you, and if
it's not necessary, the question was about Sunnah Ibrahim.
This is not important, Asad Bhai, not at all. This is the rule of the segment, that you have to know the exact question was asked. Then only you press the buzzer. And they press the buzzer before the time again. And this question or this mistake have been repeated. And
but
I was hoping
right,
that you give the right answer.
See, that was a stage of do or die.
Definitely.
They had to press.
Allah. Kya hoga? What's going to happen? The viewers of Madinah channel. Shafi team got 24 points. Ajmeri team also has 24 points.
26.
That Ajmeri team is saying they got 26 points because they know this is the answer, Asad Bhai.
So another team for judges.
Allah
they are deciding before
so
the
congratulations. They have
came.
Two teams that want to be majlis and they can decide the answer who's right and who's wrong in the coming seasons. As this is season one, subhanallah. Very, very good it's going. But Ajmeri team, please, you have to know the right answer because you made a very big and a major mistake and decision for not listening to the entire question. And this is the truth. On a serious note, let's be serious, right? This is the segment where we are trying to give and teach knowledge. We're trying to learn ourselves and pass this knowledge to others as well, so that the others can understand how many wives they had and how many books were revealed, and to do with every subject. Alhamdulillah, this far we have been going. But now you have pressed the button. Ajmeri team, what should I do?
Loved it.
Are you ready to walk with the tabarrukat and go from here?
Also, we will get tabarrukat. Also, we will go in final. Inshallah.
Asad Bhai,
they are not happy only with tabarrukat.
They are saying that tabarrukat bhi lenge, final mein bhi jayenge.
They cannot deny the tabarrukat. But at the other hand, tabarrukat means, tonight tabarrukat means to lose.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Asad Bhai, should I tell the answer as time is running out and the brothers have
yes,
not given?
Yes, viewers are waiting for the final results as well and we have to move forward. So what they have done with them?
Shafi team, congratulations to you. And Ajmeri team, congratulations to you as well that you all both tried very hard. But to close this segment with the final answer, The answer given by the Ajmeri team is correct. Subhanallah. And now the Ajmeri team has won. And the Shafi'i team will take the tabarrukat, the blessings from these tabarrukat, use it for themselves and pass it on to others. Allahu Akbar. The question was, tell the wives, tell the names of the wives of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. I said half the question, Asad bhai, and the Ajmeri team never heard my question and they completed the answer and the question. This means they have worked very hard. In fact, both the teams have worked very hard, Asad bhai.
No, mashallah. Throughout the competition, Shafi'i team was very strong, mashallah, and tonight as well. And we can
see
at the last segment and at the last question of the segment, there is a final result. So, okay, whatever we have saw here, so never mind, mashallah, you did well. And the intentions we have made already is not only to win the competition, we don't know whose efforts are accepted in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So these all results, these all competitions are apparently, but in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whose efforts are accepted. So this is another thing, but we hope all of us, inshallah azawajal, will have the shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And whatever knowledge we have, the message of Dawat Islami, the message from this silsila is not only to get the knowledge, it's also the getting of the knowledge and also to act according the knowledge of Deen, knowledge of Sharia. MashaAllah, marhaba. Personally, I feel, I appreciate you that MashaAllah, throughout the whole competition, you did well. But the last segment, I should say that in this last buzzer round, the kismat, the fate is also very important. Sometimes you get confused within a second and you can lose or you can win. So no matter, mashallah, jazakallah, tashrif laiye. Inshallah, azawajal, there are some gifts, some tabarukat for our Shafi'i team.
Come stand here.
Mashallah, well done job. And for Ajmeri team, inshallah, they will move forward towards the finals. So here are some books, mashallah. Mashallah, very beautiful book. And this is the one of the historical works of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, two volumes of Sirat-e Sayyiduna Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we can say in Urdu, you cannot find any more detailed book on the biography of second Khalifa Sayyiduna Farooq-e Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. MashaAllah, it's a complete set as a gift for all the Islamic brothers. Tabarruk, Surmai Madina, and the five sacred
Subhanallah, Surmai Madina, Itre Madina,
MashaAllah, Jazakallahu Khaira.
Mubarak water also going to be given, MashaAllah.
Brother, for you, MashaAllah. Very good.
If you all want, you can share this also.
Ji.
With the, at least the host.
InshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah. Host also wins, always wins.
Allah, Jazakallah, Tadbhai.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah, Kashibai. MashaAllah, Itre Madina.
Make a line.
Again, Jazakallah Khaira. I very appreciate, MashaAllah, Jazakumullah Khaira. So, have a look on the scoreboard, in which segment, which team got how many marks. So, have a look there. These are the results. You can see the competition started, and for two segments they were very near. After that, there came two twists in the competition. But at the end, as you know, the buzzer round, it makes a big difference. And as per result, Ajmeri team won the competition of the day. MashaAllah, you saw the teams. There would be the blessing, the barakah of Sayyiduna Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala with Qadri team, and Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala with Hanfi team, not only with those teams, for the both, because we are Qadri and we are Hanafi as well. So don't forget to watch and also invite other Islamic brothers, other Muslims to watch the especially this silsila, and keep watching Madani channel. At the end, please Tabriz bhai, the slogan, the aim of Dawat-e-Islami. So then inshallah we are going to end the silsila.
Do not forget what is our Madani aim, mission and statement. Let us all together say it. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak to you, brother.
MashaAllah.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light.